When we left off before lunch, we left with Joseph in prison.
在我们用餐之前，我们留了约瑟在狱中。
So I'd like for us to turn to Genesis 39.
我们请大家翻到创世纪第三十九章。
At the end of that chapter, starting in verse 20.
在这一章从二十节开始。
Again, we're reminded of the wonderful testimony of how the Lord was with Joseph.
我们心里面在被提醒，这是何等样的见证，因为神与约瑟同在。
And all of the various circumstances that Joseph found himself in.
不论约瑟发现他自己处在什么样的光景当中。
That wonderful testimony of the Lord was with him.
这一个美好的见证就是神与他同在。
Brothers and sisters, we have that same testimony.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们也有这样同样的见证。
Of the Lord with us.
因为我们的主与我们同在。
I think as we look throughout the scripture, this can be some of the most comforting words our Lord has ever spoken.
我想当我们看圣经里面的时候，这对我们来讲是最值得安慰的，就是神与我们同在。
It's a very simple little phrase.
这是一个非常简单的话。
But the Lord says, I am with you.
因为主说他与我们同在。
If you look throughout the scripture when the Lord calls different ones.
当我们看圣经里面的时候，主呼召不同的人。
One of the greatest comforting underpinnings that he brought in for his servants was the simple phrase, I am with you.
到这个最让他仆人里面得到安慰的就是这个简单的话， 他与我们同在。
Throughout all the, when he called the various prophets,
当他呼召不同的先知的时候，
many of them felt totally inadequate within themselves.
很多人发现他里面实在是不配。
Jeremiah said, I'm a young man, what can I do?
耶利米说，我是一个年轻人，我能做什么呢？
The Lord's answer to Jeremiah,
主对耶利米的回答，
I am with you.
我与你同在。
You know, in this day and time, the world is celebrating a holiday called Christmas.
当我们知道这个世界正在庆祝一个节日叫做耶诞节。
Not so much on Christmas, but I'm so thankful for Emmanuel.
我们所说的 不是为着这一个圣诞节，而是为着以马内利，神与我们同在。
God is with us.
神与我们同在。
He's with us, he never leaves us or forsakes us.
他与我们同在，他永远不撇弃我们。
I'm with you always to the end of the age.
他要与我们同在，直到这个世代的结束。
This was a reality in Joseph's life.
这乃是在约瑟生命里面看见的一个实际。
I desire it would be a reality in my life.
我的盼望是在我的生命里面也成为一个实际。
So often when things get going the way I don't like them to go,
很多时候当我看见这事情并不是像我想象中的这样的进行的时候，
we can quickly forget.
我们很容易就忘记了。
But the Lord brings us back to the beautiful purity and simplicity of our Lord.
我们的主再把我们带回到他那纯洁和美丽的。
Those comforting words, I am with you.
再一次听到这个安慰的话语，他与我们同在。
Those words held Joseph, those words have held many before us, and those words will hold us.
这个话帮助了约瑟，也帮助了我们许多走在我们面前的圣徒们，也如今要帮助我们。
So as we look at Joseph here in prison in Genesis 39, verse 20,
我们再看到创世纪39章20节，约瑟在监狱里。
It says, and so Joseph's master took him and put him in the jail, the place where the king's prisoners were confined. And he was there in the jail. But the Lord was with Joseph and extended kindness to him, gave him favor in the sight of the chief jailer. And the chief jailer committed to Joseph's charge all of the prisoners who were in the jail, so that whatever was done there, he was responsible for it. The chief jailer did not supervise anything under Joseph's charge because the Lord was with him. And whatever he did, the Lord made to prosper.
二十节，把约瑟下在监里，就是王的囚犯被囚的地方。于是约瑟在那里坐监，但耶和华与约瑟同在，向他施恩，使他在私狱的眼前蒙恩。私狱就把监里所有的囚犯都交在约瑟的手下。他们在那里所办的事都是经他的手，凡在约瑟手下的事，私狱一概不查，因为耶和华与约瑟同在，耶和华使他所做的尽都顺利。
Let's have another word of prayer.
让我们再一点祷告的时间。
Lord, we thank you that as we continue in your presence,
主，我们感谢你，因为我们继续在你的同在中。
Lord, you speak to us.
你向我们说话。
Say that you are with us.
因为你与我们同在。
Lord, we would not go forward unless you are with us.
主啊，除非你与我们同在，我们就不往前。And
Lord, we thank you that as you're with us, you have made every provision for us in Christ Jesus.
我们感谢您，因为你同在，并且在基督里面为我们预备一切的需要。And
Lord, by faith, we would lay hold of the fullness of that provision for our bodies, our soul, and our spirits.
主啊，靠着信心，我们要抓住你自己丰盛的供应，为着我们的身体，为我们的魂，为着我们的灵。Lord,
we would know you as our strength and our portion this day.
主啊，我们知道今天你就是我们的力量，就是我们的福分。Our
brother has already prayed that we'd be covered and hidden in you.
主啊，我们的弟兄已经带我们祷告，我们要被隐藏，并且为你自己所遮盖。We
do hide ourselves in you.
主啊，我们的确要藏身在你的里面。And
look unto you to pour forth that anointing from on high to draw us closer to yourself.
主啊，我们仰望你，让那天上来的膏油能够倾倒在我们当中，使我们能够来注视你。In
thy name we pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。 Amen.
Now, Joseph, as he was in this prison, had the Lord's presence with him.
约瑟现在在监中, 神的同在, 与他同在。
And we see by the very character and nature of Joseph that he was at peace where he was.
我们看见在这个约瑟身上所显出来的, 不论他在哪里, 他有平安。
We don't see Joseph fretting.
我们没有看见在边, 他在边抱,
we don't see him maneuvering and manipulating, trying to work his way out.
我们没有看见他在边用各样的手段试着要从环境里面出去。
But he was at peace where he was.
他就着他所处的环境, 他里面有平安。
Because Joseph had faith in the one who first loved him.
因为他对着他先爱他的那位主, 他里面有信心。
And one of the characteristics of faith,
这一个信心里面所带出来一个特性,
is that faith says it's okay now.
信心说现在这一切都可以
faith isn't saying it will be okay tomorrow.
信心所说的并不是明天会好
faith says it's okay now.
信心所说的现在就是好
whatever circumstance, whatever situation we find ourselves in,
不论我们处在什么样的光景环境的里面,
oftentimes we can look ahead and say, oh, it'll be okay then.
我们有时候会往前看说, 哦, 过了这段时间以后就会好了
but do we know it's okay now?
可是我们知道现在就是OK吗?
The Lord is so precious.
我们的主是如此的宝贵,
that He reassures us in whatever the circumstances of life are.
他向我们确据和把握, 不论我们所处的环境是如何,
of His presence with us, and that He will continue to hold us in that.
他自己与我们同在, 并且他要持续保守我们在这环境中。
As we see Joseph being put into prison, we see Joseph being faithful in whatever circumstance he found himself in.
当我们看见约瑟被下在监里的时候, 他无论处在什么样的环境里面, 他都是忠心的。
Now for us, so often we can be faithful when the circumstances are good.
很多时候我们看见我们自己当环境顺利的时候, 我们忠心。
But how about when the circumstances aren't so favorable?
如果我们所处在逆境的里面, 我们的光景是如何的?
How do we respond?
我们的反应是怎么样?
Sometimes we can respond and say, well, I'll be faithful tomorrow.
有时候我们的反应是说, 哦, 我明天再忠心。
It's interesting how the enemy loves to delay our faithfulness.
何等奇妙, 这个仇敌是希望我们向这个忠心的事上能够往后拖延。
The Lord says to us, today is the day of salvation.
主说今天就是拯救的日子。
Today is that day to be faithful unto Him.
今天就是我们向他忠心的日子。
The enemy will subtly come in and say, it's okay if you're not faithful today, if you promise you'll be faithful tomorrow.
仇敌在一边向我们说, 你今天如果不忠心的话, 没有关系, 你只要明天忠心就可以了。
The enemy's always trying to get us to postpone our commitment and our faithfulness to the Lord.
仇敌总是要我们给我们找理由, 让我们能够向着主的忠心, 向着主的交托, 能够往后拖延。
And in many ways, we can rationalize this also to ourselves.
我们很多时候也在这个事情上面在一边讲理由。
While we're in school, we have to say we're studying hard.
在学校的时候我们能够, 努力用功。
I'm going to study real hard, but after I get out of school, then I'll be have so much time I can serve the Lord.
有的时候我们在学校只要好好努力用功, 等到我毕业了以后, 我时间就变得比较多, 我能够好好来服侍。
When we get out of school and we start working hard.
当我们离开学校以后, 我们就开始很努力的工作。
We say, I need to be very faithful to the Lord when in my job, so after I need to work hard, and then later on I'll serve the Lord.
而说我要在工作上面能够忠心, 所以我要很努力的工作, 那等到以后我再来服侍主。
So we're working real hard and becoming successful.
所以我们就非常努力的工作, 使得我们能够很成功。
Easing our conscience by saying we want to be a good testimony.
在我们那边, 指息我们良心, 我们说我们要在这事情上面做个好见证。
And then all of a sudden, somebody comes into our life.
就在这个时候，有一个人进到我们的生命里面。
We find ourselves getting married.
我们发现我们就结婚了。
And we say, well, these first few years of marriage, we need to establish our relationship.
那在婚姻的前面几年说，我们说我们要在这个点上面，我们要来建立我们的婚姻生活。
And then later on in our marriage, then we'll serve the Lord.
只要我们婚姻再过几年之后呢，我们再来服侍主。
After we've been married a few years.
在我们结婚几年之后呢
？All these little ones start coming along.
然后这时候这个小孩子就出来了。
We're saying we have to be faithful to them.
那时候我们说我们要在这养育孩子事上忠心。
We gotta provide for them.
我们要为他预备。
Care for them.
我们要照顾他们。
And after they grow up, then we can serve the Lord.
等他们将来长大了以后呢，我们再来服侍主。
We keep finding all of our various excuses for tomorrow, serve the Lord tomorrow.
我们会在这个点上面找许许多多的借口，我们要明天再来服侍主。
Till finally we get old and we say.It's too old to serve the Lord.
直到我们变老了以后，我们就说啊，现在要服侍主，我们已经太老了。
You know, we can rationalize so much.
我们可以在这点上面讲很多理由。
But the Lord wants us to serve today.
可是主要我们今天就来服侍。
Whatever circumstance we find ourselves in.
无论我们处在什么样子的光景的里面。
And this is one of the beautiful things within Joseph's life.
这就是在约瑟生命里面美丽的事情。
Whether he was in his father's house,
不论他是在他父的家中，
we saw him serving his father.
我们看见他这边服侍他的父亲。
As we saw him in the prison now,
我们看见他现在在狱中。
You know, we see him serving there.
我们看见他这边服侍。
He served in Potiphar's house.
他服侍在波提乏的家中。
Later on, we'll see him serving in the palace.
我们之后我们看见他在王宫里面。
Whatever circumstance, that was the day that he was serving the Lord.
不论他什么样子的环境，那一天就是他服侍主的时候。
And this was where the Lord caused Joseph to prosper in all of his service.
这就是为什么主在他所服侍的每件事情上面都能够顺利。
Oftentimes too, when we're in adverse situations, we can say, if my situation was just a little better, then I could serve the Lord.
有时候我们处在逆境的里面的时候，我们会说，如果我的环境变得好一点，我就能够来服侍主。
But look, how can you expect me to serve the Lord with this group of brothers and sisters?
有时候我们会说，如果我们处在这一群的弟兄姊妹中间，你怎么能够盼望我能够来服侍呢？
Now, if we had a better group of brothers and sisters, I could serve the Lord.
如果我们的弟兄姊妹稍微好一点的话，我就能够来服侍。
But with this crew, how can I serve the Lord?
处在这一群的弟兄姊妹中间，我怎么能服侍？
They can't sing very well.
他们唱的不是很好。
They forget to put the projector on.
也忘记把投影片打上。
Oh, how so many excuses I can't serve.
这一许许多多的借口使得我没有办法服侍。
If these brethren were better, I could serve the Lord.
如果弟兄姊妹光景好一点的话，我就能服侍。
But no, we're just kidding ourselves.
我们实在是在这边开自己玩笑。
Sometimes we'll say, oh, if I live back in the early church.
有的时候想说，我想到初期的教会。
I could be that much better a Christian.
在那个时候的话，我就会变得更好。
I could really serve the Lord back then.
我就在那个时候的话，我就能够好好的服侍主。
Oh, but there was an Ananias and Sapphira.
我们在那时候我们看见亚拿尼亚。
And then we said, well, if I was with the Lord, just as one of those disciples.
如果我们实在是在那个时候来跟随主，成为这个使徒。
Oh, if I was every day with the Lord for those 3 years, I'd be a wonderful Christian.
在那个时候，我们紧紧的跟随主，我就成为一个好的基督徒。
Well, how did they end up?
我们看见他们最后的结局怎么样
？One betrayed him.
我们看见有一个来出卖主。
One denied him.
有一个否认主。
And the other 10 all fled away.
在其他的十个呢，全部都散逃离了。
Wonderful circumstances.
这个是何等样的情环境
？But they all fail.
可是他们都失败了。
And we go back further and we say, "Oh, if I was in the Garden of Eden, we would have been so wonderful."
我们再往回头看的话，如果我们是在伊甸园里面的话，
we know what happened to Adam and Eve.
我们想想看，发生在亚当夏娃身上什么事
？And we can even go back into eternity past.
我们也许回到这个过去的永远。
There was one that was before the very throne of God, leading all of the universe in worship.
在那个时候，在神的宝座跟前，有一个引导所有的受造在那边敬拜神的那一位。
He was a beautiful, exalted cherub.
他是那个被是那个美丽的被高举的基路伯
，right before the throne of God, worshiping Him in eternity，
在神的宝座跟前，在永远里面来敬拜神。
What better circumstance could we ask for？
还有比这更好的一个环境吗
？And yet that very one turned himself into the devil。
可是就是那一位，他使得自己堕落成为撒旦。
Brothers and sisters, the best circumstances of our life are the circumstances we're in today。
弟兄姊妹们，不论我们处在什么样的光景，或者我们现在所处的环境当中，
because this is the day where we can learn of the Lord.
而就在今日是我们能够学主的机会。
So let's do away with our excuses.
所以我们就要把我们所有的借口都抛在一边。
Do away with postponing things.
所以把我们那些一切的单言摆在一边。
Do away with blaming others.
把一切责怪别人的事情摆在一边。
And as we see Joseph, in spite of the circumstances and surroundings that he found himself in, he was faithful in those small things.
我们看见约瑟，不论他所处在什么样的环境里面，他心里面受激励，他在每一件小事上面都能够忠心。
Again, he went into that prison.
他现在在这个
And what was asked of him, he did.
无论要求他什么，他都做。
We don't know again what Joseph started doing.
我不知道约瑟刚开始的时候他做了什么。
But somehow Joseph's faithfulness caught the eye of the jailer.
可是约瑟的忠心抓住了一个私欲的眼光。
And in Joseph's obedience, the jailer raised him up and entrusted the whole prison to Joseph.
因着约瑟的顺服使得他被高升，所以私欲把所有的事情都信托在他手中。
Joseph, in every situation that he found himself in,If we use a New Testament term, he was reigning with Christ.
我们看见约瑟，他不论发现他自己在什么样的环境里面，如果我们用新约的话语来说的话，他在那个环境里面，他与基督一同
坐。He entered Potiphar's house as a slave.
他进到波提法的家中是一个奴隶。
But then he was reigning over that house.
可是他却在那个全家做王。
He entered this prison as a slave.
他进到这个狱中是一个奴隶。
But he was reigning in the midst of that situation.
可是他却在那个环境里面他做王。
And brothers and sisters, this is what the Lord is calling for us in this hour, that we would be ruling and reigning with him now.
弟兄姊妹，这是神现在就向我们所发出的呼召，我们现在就要与他一同作王。
Yes, there's a future time when he desires that we rule and reign in his kingdom.
的确，在将来的时候，我们要与他一同治理他的国度。
But he's training us here now to rule and reign with him.
可是他现在就在训练我们，使得我们能够与他一同作王。
Every one of the circumstances that we find ourselves in, the Lord is orchestrating our training in such a way that we'll be prepared.
在我们不论我们发现我们自己是处在什么样的光景里面，是神在那边为我们编写我们的训练手册，使得我们能够被预备。
And Joseph was able to learn in every one of these situations.
而约瑟能够在每一个这样子的环境里面学习。
Joseph was not under the circumstances of life, but he was over them.
约瑟不是在这个环境之下，而是踩在这环境之上。
Because oftentimes as we go through various circumstances and find ourselves in a crisis,
我们发现我们很多时候进入到不同的环境的里面，碰到不同的情况。
Are we ever surprised at our actions?
我们会不会为着我们自己所采取的行动而吃惊呢？
Some crisis comes upon our life.
有些危机临到我们的生命里面。
Are we surprised at the way we react?
我们会不会被我们自己的反应而讶异呢？
Yes.All that's really showing us is that we really don't know ourselves.
很多时候实际上真实显明我们对我们自己不认识。
There's a saying that crisis builds character.
我有的说是危机乃是来这边建造性格。
But I don't agree with that.
我并不同意。
I think the very crisis, what crisis does, crisis reveals our character.
实际上这个环境或危机是显明我们的性格。
You find yourself in an instant crisis.
你会发现你自己落在一个环境里。
And the character within gets revealed pretty quick.
我们里面的那个性格就很快地被显明出来。
The Christ, it will reveal, and then we can say, Lord, this is not the character I desire.
当这个性格被显明的时候，我们跟主说，主啊，这不是我们所要的性格。
Lord, I want to learn of you that it be your character and nature coming forth from me.
主啊，我们愿意来学你，使得你自己的性格和性情能够在这个环境里面显出来。
Now, sometimes if we just read through Genesis here,
很多时候当我们读这个创世纪的时候
we can even have the impression from these verses that where Joseph was in prison, that everything was okay with Joseph.
有的时候我们会觉得说当约瑟进到监中的时候每一件事情对他来讲都没有什么关系。
That he just coasted through and he was at peace.
他就在一边一路往前一路顺利。
Well, let's look over one of the Psalms.
我们看看诗篇里面的。
Because this shows us, and if we look at Psalm 105,
如果我们看诗篇第105篇
it shows how Joseph's soul was aching through this.
我们看见约瑟的魂是怎样在这个环境里面痛苦。
If we look at Psalm 105, starting in verse 17,
我们如果看诗篇第105篇17节
It says he sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They afflicted his feet with fetters. His soul came into iron. until the time that his word came to pass. The word of the Lord tested him.
17节，在他们已先打发一个人去，约瑟被卖为奴仆，人用脚镣伤他的脚，他被铁链捆拘。耶和华的话试炼他，只等到他所说的应验。
Yes, his feet were afflicted with all of the fetters and the chains.
我们知道他的脚为这个脚镣所伤。
But his very soul was laid in irons.
可是他的魂呢，却被这个铁所捆拘。
There was an agony and a pain that he was going through.
在他那边，他所经历里面有这个痛苦和悲伤。
This is a healthy young man who loves freedom.
这是一个健康的年轻人，他爱好自由。
And so many of the years of his life have been spent in confinement.
可是这么多年呢，他被拘禁在一个环境的里面。
We just want to be free.
我们盼望能够得自由。
But how did Joseph learn freedom?
可是约翰所学的自由，
如何学习自由？ He learned freedom within that school of Christ.
他在基督的学校里面学自由。
Because even though Joseph was in a prison,
因为虽然约瑟他是在监狱里，
he was free.
他是自由的。
We spoke earlier of a Madame Guyon.
我们早先提到那个盖恩夫人。
She was in prison.
她是在监狱里。
But her soul was free.
可是他的魂却是自由的。
There's a dear sister called Amy Carmichael.
另外一个亲爱的姊妹叫做 Amy Carmichael.
She was confined to her bed for many years.
她是在床上躺了许多年。
But she was free.
可是她却是自由的。
She was soaring in the heavenlies with our Lord.
她是在那边一同和我们的主在天上。
Many of our dear brothers, a watchman Nee was in prison many years.
但尼托生弟兄他也在监狱里面许多年。
Yet his soul was free.
可是他的魂却是自由的。
It's tragic in the days that we live in.
这在我们的现在所生活的日子里面是一个悲剧。
So many of us who enjoy so much freedom are actually in such great captivity.
外面我们享受了这么多的自由，可是我们里面却是被捆绑。
We're in captive to our own self.
我们被我们自己所掳。
And we see one in Joseph, though.
我们看见约瑟的生活。
Who learned to be free in the Lord.
他学习在主里面自由。
There's a dear brother who wrote a hymn. He says, Lord, make me a captive, Lord, and then I shall be free.
有一个亲爱的弟兄写了一首诗歌，他说，主啊，求你把我捆绑，使我能够得以自由。
Paul knew the greatest days of his freedom when he was a prisoner of the Lord.
保罗学习得着最大自由的日子乃是他为主被囚的。
Would we know of our great freedom and the liberty we have in Christ in these days?
我们在现在的日子，我们也需要学习在主里面我们所得着最大的自由。
Joseph learned this through much of his suffering and affliction.
约瑟在他所经历的苦难和患难里面来学习。
And one of the lessons that Joseph learned was he didn't, as we look in his life, he never became bitter.
我们从约瑟的一生里面来看，他从来没有变得苦毒。
Joseph, we can say, had a reason to be bitter.
我们看见约瑟他在这里有一个能够苦毒的理由。
But he never entered into it.
可是他却从来没有进入。
I know our brother DeVern Fromke has a little saying.
我们知道我们的弟兄 DeVern Fromke 有曾经这么说过。
We might have a reason to be bitter, but we do not have a right to be bitter.
我们也许有一个理由使得我们能够苦毒，可是我们却没有这个权利。
Many of the circumstances we find ourselves in, we could have a reason to be upset.
很多时候我们发现我们所处的环境里面，我们看见我们有一个理由。
But as we really behold our precious Lord and Savior and all that He's done for us in this new life we have no rights to be upset.
可是当我们一同来注视我们的宝贵的主和他的生命，并且他为我们所成就的，我们发现我们实在是没有权利来苦读。
One of the things within Joseph's life is that he learned to turn the disappointments of life into his appointments.
有一件事情我们在约瑟身上所发现的乃是他将生命里面所碰见的失望转向为与主的一个约会的相约的聚会。
There are many disappointments in this life.
我们发现在我们的生活里面有许多让人失望的事。
Joseph in his faithfulness had brought him into prison.
约瑟因着他的忠心如今下监。
A great disappointment.
这是何等样的令人失望的事。
But he saw it as his appointment.The appointment with the living God.
可是他却发现这是他能够与那活神相约的机会。
There's a dear sister, and she has a little saying that we found to be very helpful.
我们有一个亲爱的姊妹，她有一个说，有一句话，我们发现非常宝贵。
She says, "Pain is inevitable."
她说，痛苦是不可避免。
As we go through life, pain and hurts are inevitable.
她说，当我们经过人生的路程的时候，这个痛苦是不可避免的。
But misery is optional.
可是我们心中的悲伤却是可以选择的。
Joseph, as he went through life, encountered many pains.
我们看见约瑟所经历的路程里面碰见了许多的痛苦。
Many believers in the days we're living in, we encounter many pains.
许多的信徒现在所碰到的环境里面，我们也碰见许多的痛苦。
But misery is optional.
可是我们心中的悲伤却是可选择的。
There's a God of all comfort there to come in and meet us in each and every circumstance.
因为那赐安慰的神，他又要在这个环境里面与我们相遇，将平安赐给我们。
And that's why Peter, as he writes to us in his epistle,
这是为什么彼得在他所写的书信里面提起。
Tells us not to be surprised when you suffer for what doing what's right.
他说，如果你为义受苦的话，你不要吃惊。
Because you'll actually be blessed.
实际上，你会因此而蒙福。
And actually, most of the time, we create such a big mess for ourselves.Is when we're trying to defend our own selves.
很多时候，我们把这环境变得更糟，是因为我们在这环境里面，我们试着要为自己辩护。
Joseph didn't try to defend himself.
我们看见约瑟在这里，他并没有替自己辩护。
He let the Lord defend him and keep him.
他让主成为他的保护，成为他的保守。
Most of the time, we're trying to defend ourselves. We're already guilty.
很多时候，当我们为着自己辩护的时候，我们就已经有罪了。
But would we learn to allow the Lord to be our defender?
我们要学习让我们的主成我们的保护。
And we see how when Joseph is in prison here,
我们看见约瑟如何在监中。
The Lord continues to be working and training him.
我们看见主继续在他身上做工，并继续训练他。
Because as we get into chapter 40,
我们进到第四十章。
We see two of the king's servants are put into prison.
我们看见王的酒政和膳长进入了监中。
The cupbearer and the baker of the king.
这乃是埃及王的酒政和膳长。
They had done something that upset Pharaoh.
他们得罪了他们的主埃及王。
And he throws them into prison.
埃及王就把他们丢入狱中。
And the jailer is there and he puts Joseph in charge of them to care for him.
私狱在那里呢，就把他们交在约瑟的服侍之下。
And Joseph, he's caring for them day by day.
约瑟就在那里照顾他们。
And then one day,
直到有一天
he notices the look on their face.
他看见了他们脸上的表情。
He says that they have a dejected look. They have a look of perplexity.
他们看见他们脸上有愁容。
And he says, "What's happened to you?"
他就说你们发生了什么事。
And they said, "We had a dream, and we don't know what they mean."
他说我们同夜得了一个梦，可是我们不知道如何讲解。
Now before we get into the dream,
在我们进入到这个梦之前
，It's an amazing testimony of Joseph being captured by the Lord that he noticed the expression on these men's face.
这是一个何等样的一个见证，约瑟被主所得着，他能够注意到人脸上的表情。
He observed their face because oftentimes when we're in a situation, we're so self-absorbed, we don't notice anybody else.
他注意到他们脸上的表情，因为很多时候我们落在一个环境里面，我们完完全全被自己的情况所占据了，我们根本不在意别人的感觉。
Again, why was Joseph in prison?
为什么约瑟会在监中呢
？For being faithful to his master，
因为他向着他的主人忠心。
For standing for righteousness，
因为他为着公义而站住。
And he had many things which he could in one way feel very self-centered and feel pity for himself。
他可以在那个时候可以以自我为中心，并且同情自己。
But no， the Lord had been working in Joseph in such a way。
可是主在这个在约瑟身上做工到这个地步
，that he was still caring for others，
使得他能够顾到别人。
Oh, what a lesson this is for us, brothers and sisters！
弟兄姊妹，这对我们来讲是何等样一个功课
？Because I know when I go through certain things，
我知道当我经历到一些事情的时候
，some people could almost be laying down dead to me, and I'd never even notice them。
也许有人挡在旁边快死了，我都没有注意到。
I'd be so self-absorbed on what I was going through.
我被我自己所经历的完完全全占据了。
I'm totally oblivious to everything around.
对我周遭所发生其他事情我完全不在意。
But here's Joseph.
可是这边看见约瑟。
He's there in prison, but he's still looking out and caring for others.
他在那边狱中，他仍然在那边注意的，并且在意别人的感觉。
He notices their face.
他注意到他们脸上的感觉。
Brethren, do we notice the countenance of our brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹们，我们注意到我们弟兄姊妹脸上的表情吗？
Oh, how hurting so many brothers and sisters are.
我也许很多弟兄姊妹他们受伤。
Do we notice them?
我们注意到了吗？
Do we say, why are you dejected today?
我们有说你今天为什么面带愁容吗?
Why are you feeling like this?
为什么你今天感觉如此呢?
Not so absorbed in our own situations.
我们不让自己被自己完全的情况所占据。
And then these two share with Joseph their dreams.
然后这两个人就和约瑟分享他们的梦。
The cupbearer shares his dream and the baker shares his dream.
酒盛讲他的梦，膳长也讲他的梦。
But again, Joseph, he doesn't take any pride within himself. He says, it's God who gives understanding.
可是约瑟在那边并没有骄傲，他说解梦的岂不是出于神吗？
He says the interpretations belong to the Lord.
他说解梦岂不是出于神吗？
And so he then, as they share the dream with him, he interprets to him.
然后他们就和他分享他的梦，他就为他们解梦。
He's very faithful to each one of them.
他对他们两个人每一个人都非常的忠心。
The cupbearer shares his dream.
酒盛分享他的梦。
He says, oh, this means within 3 days you'll be lifted back up.
他说这个意思是说三天之后呢你就要官复原职。
The baker shares his dream.
这个膳长分享他的梦。
Note Joseph's faithfulness here.
我们看见约瑟在这个点上也忠心。
Even though he says, your dream, you're not going to make it. 3 days, you're going to die.
约瑟说你活不过三天了。
But he was faithful in his message.
约瑟对他所要传达的信息忠心。
And again, if we go back to, we can see the progress within Joseph's life from first dreams that he had to now.
我们看见从约瑟得着第一个梦到现在他生命的过程。
Those first dreams he had, he didn't know what they meant.
第一个所得着的梦他不知道什么意思。
But now through an obedient life with the Lord and going through some of the sufferings, the Lord has worked a character within him that he has that spirit of understanding and he can interpret the dreams.
就着他在生活里面所碰到的苦难，并且他自己的顺服，基督的性格在他里面成型，使得到他现在他能够就着别人的梦能够解说。
He still doesn't have that wisdom of what they should do.
他在那个时候还没有得着这个智慧来够建议他们该做什么。 可是他却能够帮他们解梦。
And sure enough, we see how these dreams, they get fulfilled just exactly as Joseph had said.
我们看见这个梦就如约瑟所讲的成全了。
But it's interesting here.
可是这非常有趣的。
This is one little glimpse into Joseph's life and a big lesson that he learned.
我们就着约瑟他的生活，并且他所学习的一个功课的一瞥。Joseph
knew the cupbearer was getting out.
我们知道约瑟知道这个酒盛即将出监。So
look at verse in chapter 40, verse 14.
我们看见第40章第14节。Joseph
is asking for a little help here.
约瑟在这边求一些好处。In
chapter 40, verse 14, he says to the cupbearer when he gets out, keep me in mind when it goes well with you, and please do me a kindness by mentioning me to Pharaoh. Get me out of this house, for I was in fact kidnapped from the land of the Hebrews. Even here I've done nothing that they should put me in the dungeon.
14节，当你得好处的时候，求你纪念我施恩于我，在法老面前提说我，救我出这监牢。 我实在是从希伯来人之地被拐来的，我在这里也没有做过什么，好叫他们把我下在监里。He
shares that he's here for, wrongly.
他说他被人错怪，被摆在监里。And
I think this is interesting because it shows that in all of the time that Joseph had been caring for these two men,
我们看见，让我们看见，当约瑟在一直照顾这两个人的时候，
he had never murmured or complained or told them this before.
在他照顾他们的过程里面，他从来没有向他们埋怨过。
But Joseph speaks to this one guy.
那约瑟在这个时候向酒盛说。
He says, hey, when you get out, put in a good word with Pharaoh for me.
他说当你出监的时候呢在法老面前说好为我说好话
so that I can get out also.
使得我也能够出监
I've done you a favor, you do me a favor.
我帮了你你也来帮我
kind of like politics in Illinois.
就好像伊利诺伊州的那个政治情况一样
I've got to keep you awake this afternoon,
okay. 叫大家更醒了
But no, Joseph, we see Joseph trying within himself.
我们看见约瑟在那边试着用自己的努力
But what happens?
发现发生什么呢?
The two dreams get fulfilled exactly as Joseph has said.
这两个梦呢,正如约瑟所解说的成全了。
And just imagine Joseph now, that cupbearer's gotten out.
我们想想看约瑟现在这个酒镇已经出去了。
So Joseph goes back to his cell.
约瑟就回到他自己的监中。
And he packs his bag.
他就在一边收拾行李。
He tells the other guys.
他就告诉别人。
I'm getting out of here tomorrow.
我明天就要出监了。
I put in a word with this guy. He's going to talk to Pharaoh.
我刚刚跟着酒镇讲他现在要跟法老说。
And so Joseph's there waiting.
约瑟就在一边等。
One day goes by.
一天过去了。
He says, well, he was probably so happy to be able to see all of his family again. He'll talk to Pharaoh the next day.
他就替自己解说说也许他现在太高兴了看见他自己的家人也许他明天就会跟法老说。
Another day goes by.
另外一天又过去了。
Joseph, he keeps saying, well, maybe he's delaying for this or that.
约瑟在那边讲说也许他因为这个或者那个原因干言了。
Now, in reality, what had happened?
实际上发生了什么呢?
In verse 23.
第二十三节
Yet the cupbearer did not remember Joseph, but forgot him.
酒镇却不纪念约瑟，竟忘了他。
Here's one who Joseph had done a great favor for.
这一个人呢，是约瑟帮了一个大忙的人。
He's forgotten by man.
可是他却忘了他。
And it's one of the most tragic verses in Scripture.
这乃是在圣经里面一个最具悲剧性的一个
经文。What a great test.
这是何等样的一个试炼。
And it says at the beginning of chapter 41, it says, and it happened two full years Joseph was in prison.
在41章刚开始的讲说在约瑟在监里面又过了两年。
Two full years. And I think the Holy Spirit puts that little adjective in there to just describe the fullness of those 2 years.
这边讲说整整两年。
Just so that it wasn't just 2 years.
不是两年。
But it was a long 2 years.
不仅是简单的两年，乃是很漫长的两年。
But in those 2 years,
在这个两年里面
，Joseph learned a lesson of putting no confidence in man.
约瑟在一边学习不把信任摆在人的身上。
Joseph was learning, and the Lord was dealing with him in a fuller and a deeper way of all of his confidence would be in the Lord.
约瑟在一边经历到主更深。更丰满的对付使得他的信任单单摆在神的身上。
Again, how do we feel when our faithfulness is rewarded with forgetfulness?
当我们发现我们自己的忠心所 得怀的回报却是别人所忘记的时候我们的反应如何?
Another opportunity for offense or bitterness or disappointment.
我们是另外一个机会使得我们变得苦读变得失望。
Oh, but God had not forgotten Joseph.
可是神却没有忘记。
He was actually doing a deeper and deeper work within him.
他呢是在他的里面做那更深更深的工作。
Because whom the Lord loves, he disciplines.
因为主所爱的他要管教。
And the Lord continued to train Joseph during those 2 years.
主继续的在这两年里面来训练约瑟。
And many think Joseph's greatest training occurred during those 2 years.
而约瑟所得着最大的一个训练呢就在这两年之中发生了。
Because oftentimes this deep training that we go through, the Lord reveals things that we really hadn't seen within ourselves.
很多时候在主在我们所经历的这个训练的里面在我们里面开启我们以前所没有看见的事物。
There can be many things within ourselves that we're totally blind to.
很多事物呢我们过往也许是完全是瞎眼看不见。
But the Lord, the way He arranges circumstances, He doesn't want us to be dependent upon ourselves in any way.
可是主在我们环境里面做安排使得我们不能够不完全的依靠自己。
Even some of what we call our good natural abilities.
很多是那些我们天然好的那些的能力。
He doesn't want us depending upon those. Sometimes we can fall into this thinking of the Lord only has to deal with the bad things in my life.
有时候我们有了这个想法, 我们主只在我们生活里面不好的地方来对付我们。
I've got some good natural abilities that can really help the Lord.
可是我在这个天性里面有些好的东西能够来帮助主。
But he wants to deal with all of those.
可是主却要对付这一切。
Many of you know that I'm a CPA by training.
我们很多知道我是一个会计师。
And I do, in the past, I've worked with the finances in the fellowship back in Richmond.
在过往的时候呢,我在这个Richmond这个聚会里面我是做财务。
And it's interesting how the Lord can use these things to work in our life.
很奇妙的主能够使用这些事情呢,在我们生命里做工。
One time we were giving a gift to this dear widow.
有一天呢,我们把这一个爱心奉献呢,给一个寡妇。
And I wrote the check out and mailed it to her. And within a couple of days, she called, was very thankful for the check.
我就写了这个支票呢，寄给她。几天之后呢，我就接到她的电话，非常感谢。
And I was, telling her, no, the brothers and sisters just wanted to help her.
我就跟她说，不是我，这是弟兄姊妹们要帮助你。
And she said, well, she appreciated it. She said, but Brother Mac, I have one question.
她非常的感激，她说，Mac弟兄，我有一个问题。
How much was the gift for?
这个礼物是有多少钱呢?
I said the amount.
我就说了这个金额。
And she says, oh, I was just wondering because you sent me a blank check.
我只是好奇, 因为你送给我的是一张空额支票。
I'd filled it out, her name.
我把这个名字写上, 她的名字写上。
I had signed it.
我也签了名。
And mailed it.
我就寄出去,
Everything was blank.
其他的都是空的。
See, she was a good sister. That's why we're helping her.
她是一个很好的姊妹, 所以我们帮助她。
But it just shows that Mac was relying so much on his natural training and natural abilities. And the Lord uses situations to humble us.
我们看见在那个时候呢, 我是相信我自己的天然的能力, 天然的训练, 主也借着环境来帮助我。
And the Lord was doing this within Joseph's life.
我们看见主也做同样的事情在约瑟的生命里。
Joseph thought that cupbearer could help him.
约瑟在那个时候相信这个酒正能够帮他。
The Lord was showing him, no, Joseph, your total reliance is upon me.
主这时候对他说, 不, 你完全的信靠要在我身上。
Oftentimes our deliverance from various circumstances and situations is because we're looking for our deliverance instead of looking at the deliverer.
很多时候我们没有在环境里面接受拯救，是因为我们的眼目是摆在那个拯救，而不是摆在那个拯救主上。
He is our goal.
他是我们的目标。
Not getting out of the circumstance.
而不是要离开这个环境是我们的目标。
But really looking for Him.
我们单单的注视他。
And let me say another thing at this point.
那在这个时候我再讲另外一件事。
Oftentimes when we go through various trials and the turmoil of life, the enemy accuses us that we've done something wrong.
很多时候当我们经历到生活里面的一些的试验, 还有一些的环境起伏的时候, 仇敌在我们里面控告我们说我们做错了一些事。
Now, a lot of times our troubles are caused because we have done something wrong.
也的确的, 很多时候我们的麻烦呢是因为我们做错了事。
And we need to repent of those situations.
在那些情况里面我们需要悔改。
But there are times where the trials that we're going through are not because we've done something wrong.
可是还有很多时候呢, 当我们经历到一些的试炼的时候呢, 并不是因着我们的错。
It's the Lord proving more and more of Himself to us.
而乃是主呢, 更多的要向我们来印证他自己。
Joseph in his faithfulness ends up in a prison.
约瑟因着他的忠心, 如今在烟,
Jeremiah in his faithfulness ends up in a dungeon.
那个耶利米也因着他的忠心, 落在那个监狱里。
Look at all the suffering things that Paul had to go through for the Lord's sake.
我们也看见保罗因着主的缘故呢，他经过许多的苦难。
And the greatest picture of all is our Lord Christ himself.
而最大最美丽的图画呢，却是我们的主自己。
His suffering wasn't because he had done something wrong.
他所经历的苦难不是因为他做错了什么。
So let's not listen to the accuser of the brethren when he tries to lie to us at times that you're suffering because you've done something wrong. God isn't pleased with you.
让我们拒绝听那个弟兄们的控告者，当我们经过一些环境的时候，他们对我们说，因为你做了一些错事，所以神现在在处罚你。
God is well pleased. And he's entrusting a certain trial unto you so that we can learn and know more of his love and care for us.
神是喜悦你, 神把一些的试炼加给你, 使得我们能够经历到他更多认识到他的爱。
As we go through these trials, we know of the love of Christ in a way that we never would have known otherwise.
当我们经历这些试炼的时候, 我们能够用一种 我们以前所没有经历的
He's ever faithful to show us that. You know, it's interesting if we look upon Joseph's life.
这是非常有趣的,
of how if Joseph, if that cupbearer had put in the word for Pharaoh and Joseph had gotten out, Joseph wouldn't have been there when Pharaoh had his dream later on.
我们看见如果 九正在这个时候替约翰对约瑟说话的话，约瑟那个时候就出了监。当约瑟当法老他得出他自己两个梦的时候，约瑟就没有办法在那边替法老解梦。God
has His timetable for every one of us.
神在我们身上每一个人身上有一个时间表。He
was designing and working all of this in Joseph's life for good.
他在那边设计，并且在约瑟身上做。
So that in God's timing, he could raise Joseph up.
在神的他的时间里面，他能够使得约瑟高升。
That in God's timing, that couple of years later, when he would give Pharaoh a dream.
就在神的时间表里面，在几年之后，他就要给法老一个梦。
They could remember and send back to that prison and bring Joseph up.
使得九正能够在这时候想起约瑟，把他从监中提出来。
Joseph learned that God's will is achieved in God's timing.
约瑟在这边学会了神的旨意乃是要在他的时间里面完成。
And his timetable is so different than ours.
而他的时间表和我们的时间表是何等样的不同。
Again, learning patience.
我们要学习忍耐。
Learning to wait upon him.
学习等候他。
And praise God as Joseph learned to wait upon him.
我们感谢主，因为约瑟在这边学习等候他。
At God's appointed time, Joseph is taken out of that pit of the prison and brought into the palace.
就在神所预定的时间里面，约瑟从监中被提出来，被带到皇宫里。
If we look at Genesis 31,
我们看创世纪31章。
This is actually, if you look at the end of the chapter, towards the end of the chapter, Joseph is now 30 years of age.
41章，我们看见这一章最后的时候，约瑟已经30岁了。Just
for reference, it says that in verse 46.
在46节。
Now, when we first mentioned Joseph's age, and it was 17 years of age.
我们最早提到约瑟是他是17岁。
So it's been about 13 years for all of this trying and testing, and the Lord was proving himself to Joseph.
在真正有13年的时间，在这个过程里面，神 在这边试验，并且向约瑟来证明他自己。
But now in the Lord's timing, he gives Pharaoh these two dreams.
而就在神的时间里面，他给法老这两个梦。
And he gives Pharaoh these two dreams, and there's nobody around to answer.
他给法老这两个梦，使得法老周边没有一个人能够回答。
He gives Pharaoh these dreams of what's going to be happening in the future.
他给法老这个梦，讲到将来要发生的事。
And again, so the cupbearer remembers Joseph.
那个法老，九正在那个时候就想起了约瑟。
They clean him up real quick, dress him up, give him a shave, bring him up there in some new clothes.
他就在边把约瑟打点整理一下，然后赶快把他穿上新衣，就把他带出来。
And again, Pharaoh says, "Would you interpret these dreams?"
在这时候，法老说，你能够讲解这些梦吗？
But again, as you look in verse 16, Joseph's testimony, "It's not in me, but God will give Pharaoh a favorable answer."
在第16节我们看见约瑟回答法老说，这不在乎我，神必将平安的话回答法老。And
then Pharaoh shares the dreams of Joseph.
然后法老就和约瑟分享他的梦。
Of how he has the 7 fat cows.
这边讲到有7个肥母牛。
And then the 7, they call them sleek cows, or 7, what do they call them here? Gaunt. The 7 really famished cows, and they end up eating those, the fat ones.
之后呢，又来一个7个又干又瘦又丑陋的牛，然后他把前面这个母牛吃掉。
And then the 7 fat ears and the 7 bleak ears of corn.
然后接下来呢，有7个这个饱满的穗，然后之后有干瘦的穗。
And Joseph interprets the dreams and says, "You're going to have within Egypt, you're going to have 7 prosperous years and then 7 years of famine."
然后之后约瑟就讲解这一个梦，讲到说你有七个丰年，然后之后有七个荒年。
Now, Joseph is going through this interpretation.
当约瑟来讲这解梦的时候，
we see again his wonderful faithfulness in the interpretation.
我们看见他对他所讲解的信息忠心。
Now, we know the end of the story.
我们知道这个事情的结局。
But Joseph has absolutely no guarantee that they're not going to throw him back in prison right after the interpretation.
我们知道在约瑟在当时他实际上没有任何的保证说他在解梦之后不会被丢回到监狱里。
Joseph doesn't know what's going to be happening.
他约瑟在的时候他不知道即将要发生什么事。
He's just brought up here to interpret.
他被带出来仅仅是要来解梦。
And praise God, he's faithful in his interpretation.
我们感谢主他向着他所解的梦忠心。
He tells Pharaoh what the dreams mean.
他告诉法老说这个梦是什么意思。
He interprets how they're good. What this means is there'll be the 7 years of famine, 7 years of prosperity and the 7 years of famine.
这个就像有七个丰年七个荒年。
But then we see Joseph then has a spirit of wisdom within him.
之后我们也看见在那个时候他里面有一个智慧的灵。
Not only interpret the dream, but he can advise Pharaoh on what to do.
他不仅仅在里面解梦并且他能够建议法老该怎么做。
He advises him that during the 7 years of prosperity to put set some aside for the time of famine.
他说在这个七个丰年的时候你要把一些的谷留在一边为着这个七个荒年做预备。
Joseph does this interpretation having no idea what's going to be happening.
当他在一边解梦的时候他不知道在这个解完梦之后要发生什么事。
And then, because of the wisdom that came out of Joseph, Pharaoh says, there's nobody else in Egypt with this wisdom. You handle all of this.
因为这个约瑟他从里面出来这个智慧使得法老说在这个埃及全地没有人再向你有智慧所以你在这些地方掌权。
He brings him up to the height of glory in the palace.
他就把带到这个皇宫最高的地位。
Second only to Pharaoh in all of Egypt.
只在法老之下。
He was a powerful man.
他这边是有一个权力的人。
It's hard for us in the society we live in today to recognize Joseph's power.
是他有如此有权力到一个地步，就算我们现今的社会里面，我们看见他是一个有权力的人。
But he was a powerful man over all of Egypt.
他是在埃及全地。
God had raised him up from this pit of despair, the pit of that prison.And put him in the palace.
神使得他从这个监狱里面被高升摆在皇宫里。
And why had all this occurred to Joseph?
为什么这一切发生在约瑟身上呢?
Because he was faithful to his brother, faithful to his father.
因为他向着他的父亲忠心。
And that led to being betrayed.
那使得他被卖。
He was faithful to his master.
因为他向着他主人忠心。
And that led him to be falsely accused.
使得他被这边被人诬告。
But as Joseph continued to learn of the Lord and the reality of the presence of God keeping him,
使得约瑟在一边持续的学习保守主同在的实际。
In the Lord's timing, the Lord put him in the place that he desired him to be.
神就在他的时间里面把他摆在他所要在的地方。
And in many ways, I think this is the greatest test within Joseph's life.
我想很多从很多情况来看这在约瑟的一生里面是最大的一个试验。
The faithfulness with prosperity.
这一个乃是在得着丰富里面的一个中心。
The faithfulness of having the whole world before you.
在这个全世界都向你展开的时候你仍然忠心。
The place that Joseph was in now, we could say he had absolutely no need of God.
当约瑟现在所站的地位里面他可以我们可以说他在这个时候完全不需要神。
He had the whole world in his hand.
他这个全世界都在他的手中。
And yet, because he had that very character of the Lord within him,
可是因着在他里面有主自己的性格
he was able to be faithful with the prosperity just as much as the faithfulness with the despair.
就使得他能够在这个丰富里面也能够在他的这个失望的里面他都能够忠心。
Oh, it's tragic, brothers and sisters, when we see one who the Lord blesses.
弟兄姊妹这是一个悲剧当我们看见一个人受到主的祝福。
All of a sudden be turning away from the Lord.
可是突然之间他就离开主了。
When we're confined and don't have many options,
当我们被拘禁没有任何太多选择的时候
In one way, it's a little easier to follow the Lord.
从一个角度来看好像跟随主变得比较容易
But once we have all of these options and all of these things available to us,
可是当我们在摆在我们面前有许许多多选择机会的时候
There are choices we have to start making in our life.
在这个时候我们就在生活生命里面需要做选择
And all of these choices reflect the Lord's life within us.
在这些我们所做的决定上面就显明在我们里面基督的生命
And we see within Joseph, he didn't use his new position for any self-gain.Or any revenge against his brothers.
我们看见约瑟在这个时候并没有因着他得着的一个新的地位为了他自己谋利或者用来报复他的兄弟们。
Lord willing, tomorrow morning we want to look at how the great restoration between Joseph and his brothers.
如果主愿意的话明天早上我们要一同来看如何约瑟和他弟兄们之间的关系被恢复。
But as we look now, we can see Joseph was in a place that if he still had hatred for his brothers within his heart, he could have gotten and sought revenge on them very easily.
我们在这时候看见约瑟所处的环境，如果他里面还有一丝向着他兄弟的一些的仇恨的话，他很容易就能够报复。
He had all the armies of Pharaoh at his disposal.
因为他向着这个埃及的全军都在他掌握之下。
It would have been very easy for him to say, "There are these ten Hebrew guys over there. Go wipe them out, but save the younger one. He's my brother."
他很容易说，那个十个希伯来人就过去把他们扫平了。那这个最年轻留下，因为他是我的弟弟。
I mean, he could have clicked his fingers and it had been done.
他也许这样子捏下手指，这些事情就成就了。
How do you ever feel like that toward your brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有抱着像这样的态度向着我们的弟兄姊妹
？Oh, how revenge can really eat at us.
这个报复的心何等容易侵蚀我们。
But we see how even before Joseph meets with his brothers.
我们看见就算在约瑟遇见他哥哥们之前
Joseph had already forgiven them.
约瑟已经赦免了他们。
Joseph, when he was in Egypt, he had two sons.
约瑟在埃及的时候他有两个儿子。
If we look in Genesis 41, verses 50 and 52.
我们看在创世纪41章51节和52节。
We see how Joseph, he had two sons there in the midst of Egypt.
我们看见约瑟在埃及的时候有两个孩子
One Manasseh and one Ephraim
一个叫做马拿西一个叫做以法莲
And he said in the testimony of Manasseh that God has made him forget all my trouble and all my father's household
他这边讲到马拿西的时候他的见证是说神使我忘记一切的困苦和我父的全家
Now what's Joseph really, what's he saying there?
约瑟在那边说什么呢
And we know he hadn't forgotten his father's household
我们知道约瑟并没有忘记他父和他全家
We'll see in the morning how all that's restored
因为我们明天早上要看见如何那被恢复，那被恢复了。
But he had forgotten all the pain that had been associated with that.
可是他却忘记了他父的家中所带给他一切的痛苦。
He'd forgotten his troubles. He'd forgotten the pain. He hadn't forgotten his family.
他忘记了一切的困苦，可是他没有忘记他的家人。
And he was able to do that because if we look at the name of the second son.
我们看见这个第二儿子的名字的时候我们就知道了
God has made me fruitful in the land of my affliction
神使我在受苦的地方昌盛
Fruitful in the affliction
在受苦的地方昌盛
Oh, the Lord blessed him so much
因为主在那边如此的祝福他
You know, are we fruitful in afflictions?
弟兄姊妹我们是在受苦的地方昌盛吗
Joseph is that beautiful one who shines forth in the midst of many afflictions and Toils and trials.
约瑟在他所受的试炼、痛苦和试探的里面，他在那边发光。
And we see within Joseph one who was putting others' interests above himself.
我们看见约瑟，他把别人的利益摆在他自己的利益之上。
Because even as he was there before Pharaoh.
因为我们看见，甚至他当他站在法老跟前的时候
，As he was interpreting that dream，
当他在那边讲解梦的时候
，He interpreted it exactly as the spirit within told him。
他在那边就着他里面的圣灵所给他的引导而讲解。
As we said, Joseph didn't know what was going to happen if he was going back to prison or not。
我们刚刚已经提过了，约瑟并不知道讲解梦之后他要发生什么事情，也许回到监狱。
Joseph interpreted those dreams exactly as the Lord had impressed upon his heart.
约瑟就着主摆在他心里面的，在一边衷心的讲解。
He didn't try to put a spin on it to help himself.
他并没有在一边扭曲一下，试着来帮助自己。
Wasn't self-serving in any way.
或者在为着自己的益处。
But he was simply faithful to what God has put in his hands.
他就着主所摆给他的，他在那边忠心。
And in that spirit of obedience, God was able to bless him that much more.
就着因着他里面有一个顺服的灵，使得神能够在一边继续祝福他。
And how within Joseph's life we can see one who rose above every situation.
在我们看见约瑟生活里面，我们看见这一个人能够站在所有的环境之上。
That just to see whether he was in a pit,
无论他是在坑里,
or slave in a house,
或者是在家里面做奴仆,
or in a prison,
或者在监里,
or a palace,
或者在王宫中,
he was ruling over the circumstances.
他是在这个环境里面掌权。
And how the Lord in the various circumstances that we find ourselves in.
然后我们发现我们自己在各样的环境里面。
He's wanting that within us.
他也要在我们身上做同样的事。
This was Paul's precious testimony in the letter to the church in Philippi.
这就是保罗向着腓立比教会所做美好的见证。
I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I'm in.
不论在什么的环境里面，我已经学习了。
Whether I'm abounding or being abased.
不论是在丰富或者贫贱,
I have learned to rest in the Lord.
我已经学会了在主里面得安息。
And brothers and sisters, how often we find our own lives are lives of topsy-turvy, being driven by the circumstances we're in.
弟兄姊妹，我们何等容易发现我们自己好像在环境里面被随着环境起伏。
We see within Joseph that steadfastness of life.
我们看见在约瑟的生命里面却有这样子的平稳。
And the Lord is crying out to each one of us that as the days become more and more treacherous,
主现在向我们每一个人呼求，就在这个整个日子里面越变越危险的时候，
we think they're bad now.
我们想说现在已经很糟了，
they're only going to get worse.
将来只会更糟。
So we can be encouraged.
所以我们要在这边得激励。
So you don't have a 401k now.
如果你没有一个储蓄的基金，
be encouraged, pretty soon your house will be worth nothing.
你可以得到激励，将来这些都没有了。
Whatever we find ourselves putting our trust in,
我们会发现我们把我们的信任摆在哪里。
The Lord is shaking.
主在这边摇动摇。
And all that shaking is because He loves us.
他在这边做摇动的工作，因为他爱我们。
And He wants all of our springs of joy to be found in Him.
因为他要我们这个喜乐的泉源是在他的里面。
Joseph learned this secret.
约瑟学会了这个秘诀。
And because of that, the Lord was able to entrust unto Joseph ruling over the whole world.
因着这个样子，使得神能够将治理全地的这一个权柄赏赐给约瑟。
And the Lord is desiring to entrust the riches of His kingdom into our hands.
我们的主是盼望能够将这一个治理他国度的这个权柄赏赐给我们。
And may we be willing to cooperate with the Lord in this day.
愿我们能够都向着主，愿意跟他合作。
And learn every lesson that He wants us to learn.
他学习每一个他要我们所学的功课。
That we be prepared in that day.
使得我们能够为着那日做好准备。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we do return with hearts of worship unto you.
主啊，我们的确将这一个敬拜的心归给你。
But I thank you so much for ones like a Joseph that we can be encouraged by.
我们感谢你为着约瑟，因为我们能够因着他得鼓舞。
And Lord, as we behold Joseph,
主啊，当我们一同来看约瑟的时候，
we can't help but draw closer to your beloved Son.
我们不得不将我们自己更靠近你的爱子。
Lord, we thank you so much for our Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们感谢你为着我们的主耶稣基督。
We thank you that we have His life living within us.
我们感谢你因为他的生命在我们的里面。
And Lord, would we come to value and appreciate that life more and more every day?
让我们更多每日的更多的能够宝贵并且感谢因着这个生命。
Would we cooperate with that life?
让我们能够与那生命一同合作。
Would we learn of you?
让我们能够学你。
Would we allow you, Lord, to train us in the various areas of life that need so much work?
让我们能够允许你在我们的生命里面各样的环境里面你来训练我们做工。
Lord, you're jealous for a testimony in this hour.
主啊，因为你为着你自己的见证，你仍然热心。
And Lord, we desire that we would be a testimony unto you and not unto ourselves.
主啊，我们的盼望，我们能够成为你的见证，而不是成为我们自己的见证。
So Lord, do continue training us.
主啊，所以请你继续的训练我们。
And we would be those that would be constrained by the love of Christ to daily live for you.
使得我们每日的生活，我们能够为因着主的爱的激励为你而活。
In thy name we pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。 Amen.